It's in this week's Parsha that Abraham purchases Ma'ariz HaMachpelah in Hebron, which is where he is going to bury his wife Sarah. According to the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, when the three malachim last week appeared to him in last week's Parsha, he thought that they were regular guests. He ran towards them and he wanted to make them a big meal. So he went to bring the cows and he was chasing them, and when he was trying to catch the cow, one of them, they ran away from him and entered into a cave. He followed the cow into the cave, and when he got inside this cave, he found Adam and Chava sleeping on beds with candles burning, and it had a good smell. So he understood that he had come into somewhere very special and very holy, and he kept this in his mind the whole time. He knew about this cave, and he was when Sarah passed away, he knew that this is where he wants to bury his wife. Well, the question is, if Hashem wanted to reveal Avraham this cave, which is why the cattle ran into the cave and Avram had to run after him, the question is, did it have to be today? Did it have to be this time, right now? It says that it was the third day after his bris milah. The sun was out in full force. He is nearly 100 years old, and as he is running, it says that the blood dripped from his wound. Why trouble him so much now? Meaning, it's very, very nice that Hashem showed him this cave, and of course, Ma'ariz HaMachpelah holds a very, very special place for us, but it could have happened on any day. Why does it have to happen on the day? Why trouble him so much as he runs for the guests? And we know that the running for the guests, he's going to get tremendous reward for running for the guests, and that everything we get in the Midbar is going to come to us in the schus of the Haknasos Archim that Avraham did for the Malachim. He gave them food, we get food. He gave them water, we get water. He had he put them under the Eshal. We have the Ananeh covered. Meaning, there's so much reward that comes from Avraham's actions, but to find this cave, this could have happened at a different time. It didn't have to happen when he was intensely involved with getting the food for his guests, who he thought were Arabs, the three Malachim. But it seems like, no, Dafka, it was exactly when he was busy doing this mitzvah that he had to find this cave. Otherwise, indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have showed it to him at a different time. So we want to try and explore this a little bit. We people are made up of two parts. There's a neshama and there's a guf. The neshama is our spiritual part. It's what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our eternity. It's our reality. And it is housed by our neshama. By our guf. Our bodies carry the neshama around. And a body could remain a body the whole life, but it's possible to purify our body to the extent that it can become as kaddish as the neshama. A person is called an adam because he can either be an adam, like adama, like earth, like our physical bodies are just physical, or we can read it as Adama le'elyon, Adama like Adama. Adama means I am compared. Compared to what? Le'elyon. Because we can take our physicality and elevate it. What is the nature of the body? What does it mean when it says that we are created from earth and we are earth? And there are three main categories. There are three main things. First of all, because we were created from earth, and that's how we got the name, like the earth, we have the foundation of the earth, which is heaviness, which is ground, which is where we get our laziness from and our sadness from. Our nature is to be pulled down, meaning when I am in an elevated state, it's because I've worked on being in an elevated state. Our natural instinct is to sleep for another half an hour. Our natural instinct is to procrastinate. Our natural instinct is to wait until tomorrow to get things done. A person who wants to purify his body has to work against his nature and work on his zrizos, on doing things quickly, with enthusiasm, with passion. That breaks him away, breaks us away from our earthiness. Because if we leave ourselves in our natural hands, then we're going to be dragged down and we're not going to work hard. We're not going to be able to be successful. Malachim do not have this problem. Malachim are always going, they're running, they're flying, whatever it means. We go slowly, we move slowly. And that's why all of our leaders are praised for being zrizim. We learn from our avos and imahos that we should be zrizim makdimim lemitzvah. And That's why everything that Avram did on this day was done quickly. He ran to the tent of Sarai, quickly ran to get the cattle, and he quickly gave it to his boy to prepare it. And we see it with Rivka also, that everything is done quickly. Because this is the first parameter of taking our very physical guf and turning it into something spiritual, into something holy. The second characteristic we have as human beings is our selfishness. As a guf, as a body, as a physical person, we look out for ourselves. Materialism is only, it's only about me. I'm only concerned about me. Even when sometimes when I'm giving to others, it's because I want to get something out of it. So when a person is just a guf, is just a material being, he's only concerned with himself. And we don't necessarily think about others. But our neshamas are unified, are one. That means our neshamas are all chelak elekamimal. We're all coming from the same place. And on an esoteric level, our neshamas are all connected. They are all one. That's why to get the Torah, it was necessary to be ki'isha chad b'lev chad, to take down all the barriers that our physicality creates for us, and to feel, to really feel like we're one unit. We needed to do that to get the very spiritual Torah. The more a person can get out of himself and his selfishness and really learn to love his friends, he will be more spiritual and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that fighting our selfishness is a key to reaching a level of spirituality. The Ramchal says that our physical bodies are made out of different parts, different limbs, and each limb has its own job and its own rule, but there's one neshama, it's one thing. So the more we can work on that, the more we can connect ourselves to unity, the more we uplift ourselves from physicality. And the third thing that separates us from our physicality is actually when our physicality begins to betray us, which means that certainly as a person gets older and they're heading towards their spiritual eternity, the guf begins to give way and to decay. When a person goes through yisurim, which is not something we ask for and something that we want, but when a person struggles, it definitely struggles physically, it definitely moves his focus to the spiritual side of things. That's what we do. We become more spiritual as our physicality begins to decline. And so with these three points, number one, that a person who works with Zrizus is disconnecting himself from the earthiness, from the heaviness of being made out of Adama, a person who is concerned about the other, a person who connects himself to the other, a person who doesn't care about his own selfish needs but is looking to how he can help others. And number three, a person who is struggling in some way with a physical ailment is also disconnecting himself from his physicality. These are the three things that we need to take our guf and turn it into more than just a home for the neshama, but to turn it into a worthy home for the neshama. And so now we can understand why he found the cave exactly at this point. It was right after he did his bris, which is a literal physical cutting off of the arla, which represents the bris kodesh, right? Which says that we're disconnecting from physicality and we're connecting to spirituality. It's the very purification of the guf to bring him closer to being the spiritual person that Avraham Avinu was, and that's what we do every time we do a bris milah for our children, is we're saying this baby who's a physical being is now being brought into Klal Yisrael by this very physical act. So Avraham Avinu is going to be zeichet to find Ma'ar Samach Pela when he's fulfilled all three of these conditions. He's running, he's doing it because he wants to do good to others, and of course he was doing it from a place of hardship, of difficulty. He was tired physically, it was hot, and it was right after his bris milah. Perhaps that's why this cave is found in a place called Chevron, because Chevron comes from the word Chibur. Chibur means connection. And the people who are going to be buried here, all of them, are people who actually manage to make this Chibur, this connection between their guf and their neshama, their physicality and their spirituality, their world here and their world there, and the guf and the neshama become one. Instead of being a neshama that's being housed by the guf, it becomes a single entity.